Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Samach. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Nuntes and Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky in honor of his father-in-law's yard site, Chaim Abba Ben Yosef, and as well as Lezecher Nishmas, Rebbetzin Pesi Yentabas Yisrael Aryeh, Rebbetzin Weiss, the Neshamas Shev and Aliyah from the Zuchos of our learning. We are holding on Daf Nuntes Amud Beis. As we mentioned, we were in the middle of a discussion about a comment that the Gemara had on the bottom of Nuntes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara had said, oh, just like Moda Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, we can also say Moda Rav Bedamim, that even though normally a spot where a Mizbeach used to be is like having a Mizbeach, but not when it comes to Zrikas Dam. Dam needs to be on the Mizbeach itself. So the Gemara has been spending a lot of time figuring out, where did we ever say Moda Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim? So that brought us into this whole machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about the size of the Mizbeach in the times of Shlomo in comparison to the size of the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're going to further explain that machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, about the dimensions of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in order to give context to that statement of Moda Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim. So all of that is going to conclude in the first half of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to get into a discussion of how we know that you can't eat kachim nor kachim kalim when the mizbeach is nifkam. We already discussed that when the mizbeach is nifkam, that any korban that was shechted while it was nifkam is problematic. That there was a machlokas whether any korban that was even kadosh while it was nifkam is problematic. So we're now going to mention that achilas kachim is also problematic when a mizbeach is nifkam, and in the context of that discussion, the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that Bechor and Maaser Sheni are not eaten today in Yerushalayim, are not eaten b'zman hazeh, but that's only going to come up in the context of the discussion of mizbeach shenifkam. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to raise a stira between two different brisos, whether Basur Kachim becomes pasul or would become pasul when they disassembled the Mishkan. With that automatically pasul all Basur Kachim that they had. So we're going to have a stira between two different brisos about that, and the Gemara is going to have three ways to resolve that stira. So anyway, so we left off Amar Lei Rabbi Yehuda, I think on Nun Tassam and Beis, where I think that's where we left off. So Amar Lei Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi, how could you say that the Mizbeach was 10 amos tall in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but by the Chatzar Mishkan it says, if you read the parentheses, so it turns out that the Mizbeach was taller than the Chatzar. Efshar Kohen Omer Al Gabe HaMizbeach V'Avod B'Yado V'Kol Ha'am Ro'en Osom Mibachutz. Is it possible that the Kohen is doing the Avodah and everyone is able to see him Mibachutz, everyone is able to see the Kohen as he's doing the Avodah, which is an interesting issue for two reasons. First of all, that's a problem, so people are seeing him. Well, why is that such an issue? Apparently there's a chisar in Sneus, if people are able to see the Kohen doing the Avodah, and Dafka in the Makom, where there is Kedusha, there has to be a heightened sensitivity to Sneus. There has to be a heightened level of Sneus, specifically in a Makom that has Kedusha. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes in his Tshuva about Mechitzos, where the Chassam Sofer discusses the idea that a Mechitza in a Shul has to be so strong that you can't even hear anything from the other side of the Mechitza, because if Kol Isha in general is a problem in a Beis HaKnesses, where Kedusha has to be on an even higher level, even if you're just hearing the call of your Isha Tahora of your wife that's Tahor, it might cause your Hurim and Dafka in Beis HaKnesses. We have a heightened sensitivity to levels of Tznius because of Kedusha. Not everyone agrees with that, with every detail of that Chassam Sofer, but that's a comment that the Chassam Sofer has. So there's a but this is also an interesting comment, not only because of the statement that it's wrong that people should be able to see the Kohen doing the Avodah, but that's the problem with him being above the Klatin, that the problem is that people are going to see, and there's no other problem with it, because there is a discussion of Bizmanenu. If a person wants to take a helicopter tour around Yerushalayim, are you allowed, so we don't walk on Harabais, let's say, but are you certainly not over the Azara, are you allowed to take a helicopter tour over the Azara? How far up does the Kedusha go? Do we assume that that's called encroaching on the Kedusha? Is there a psul avir l'malami mechitzos? Or do we assume that it's stops at some point. So Rav Zilberstein has a discussion where he quotes the Mikdash David in Siman Tes Zayin Sif Katan Hay that based on our Gemara where Rabbi Yehuda says, how could it be that the Mizbeach was Gavoa Yosem Yaklayim? Everyone's going to see it's not covered. But if you can say that there's a psul yotze of Lamala Mina Mechitzos, the Gemara should have asked better. Forget about that everyone could see. It's a psul yotze. You're beyond the area of the Kedusha. But he says, maybe we could be Docha, because Tosus and Shavuos and Daf Yud Zayin proves that the Avira Azara has the Kedusha Azara, because otherwise, how could you bring the Dam and Evarim and Mizbeach? They already become Nifsal the Yotze since you lift them off the ground. So obviously, the Avir Hazara is Kedusha Hazara, the Mishal Melech is Docha, the Raya of Tosos, because Gemara is going to say in Peches Amar Aleph, when we have a suffix whether Avir Mizbeach, Kemizbeach, or not Kemizbeach, that when your Oche is Biyado, that there's no suffix. It's only when it's hanging in the air, that's where there's a suffix, but it's not called Avir when it's connected to you, who's connected to the ground, right? That's not called the Avir. So it could be that the Kohen Omer on Mizbeach, the Avoda would not be called Yotze for that reason, because the Kohen is still holding the Avoda, he's still doing the Avoda. Mikdash David in the end sides with Tosos against the Mishal Melech, and he also brings the Lashon of the Ravid in the in the first paragraph of Masechus Tamid that says that as far as Gagin and Aliyos, that if you build a new Aliyah in the Azara, it's Kodesh because it's Kvar Niskadesh Avir Azara Adarakia, that the Avir Azara is already Kodesh Adarakia. So you see that it's Kodesh Adarakia, not only Ad Hamachitzos. So this is a major discussion. There are many other Marmakomos on the topic as well, whether the Avir above in the area that is Kadosh is also Kadosh as well. Okay, so anyway, so the Rabbi Yehuda challenges Rabbi Yossi, how could it be? How could it be that the Mizbeach was 10 amos tall? Everyone's going to see from the outside. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says back to Rabbi Yehuda, how could it be that the height of the Mizbeach was only 3 amos tall, and the curtains of the Chatzer were 5 amos? V'alo kvar nemar, ves kaleh chatzer, ves masach shara chatzer, ashala mishkan, v'ashala mizbeach. The pasuk compares Mizbeach to Mishkan, that both of them were surrounded by Klaim, so we could darshan Ma Mishkan Eser Amos, just like Mishkan was surrounded by Klaim that were 10 Amos tall, that were 10 Amos high, and the Kalei Chatzer that surrounded the Mishkan were 10 Amos high, that had to be corresponding to the entire height of the Mishkan, which itself was 10 Amos, because the pasuk says Vasisa Sakrashal Mishkan Atzei Shitim Omdim Eser Amos Orech HaKeresh. So if the Mishkan itself was 10 Amos high, the climb around the Mishkan was 10 Amos high, and therefore Af Mizbeach Eser Amos, even the Mizbeach had to be surrounded by Klaim that were at least 10 Amos high. Good, but Va'omer, but then we have another pasuk that says Klaim Chamesh Esrei Ama Ala Kosef, that the Klaim were 15 Amos by the Pesach, the Klaim were 15 Amos tall. So L'chora, around the rest of the Chatzar, they were also 15 Amos tall. So Matam Lomar Chamesh Amos. So what's the pasuk telling me when it says that the Kalei Chatzar were 5 Amos? Nah, Misfas Mizbeach Ulemaila. That must mean 5 Amos above the top of the Mizbeach. That's how far it extended above the top of the Mizbeach. Why? Because the Mizbeach was 10 Amos. So the Klaim that were 15 Amos extended 5 Amos over the Mizbeach. Great, but what do I do with the fact that the pasuk when it describes the Mizbeach being 3 amos tall? So you tell me now it's 10 amos tall because of this whole fancy limud with the curtains, that the only way to reconcile psukim about the height of the curtains is if the Mizbeach were 10 amos tall, but the pasuk talks about the height of the Mizbeach and says shalosh amos komaso misvas sove vilumayla, not the entire height of the Mizbeach. 3 amos is from the sovev and above, from the sovev until the gaga mizbeach, not counting the karnos mizbeach, because that would add an extra amma, but from the sovev until the gaga mizbeach, until the flat surface on the top of the mizbeach, that was 3 amos tall. But in Achinami, the entire mizbeach was 10 amos tall, because that's how it went. It was ala amma v'kanas amma, that was the yisod, and then ala arba and kanas amma, and then three amos and kanas ama. So you have that was the in the mizbech shlomos al chamish for kanas ama. But anyway, from the yisod until the gaga mizbech was three amos. So now that Rabbi Yossi darshins, all of this was based on the fact that Rabbi Yossi darshins gezer shava ravua to be talking about the height of the mizbech. So the Gemara says, okay, and what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that gzereshav of Ravua? We already learned it yesterday, but the Gemara is just going to chazer a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda ki gomir gzereshava beruchava hudgamir. Rabbi Yehuda learned that gzereshav of Ravua to tell me about the shetach of the mizbeach, about how wide and long the mizbeach was. That the brisa we had yesterday that said that we learned from the gzereshava that from the mizbeach of Yecheskel that you measure from the middle, because the Navi described the Mizbeach being 12 amos, and we said, no, 12 amos is not end to end. 12 amos, 12 by 12, is each quadrant of the Mizbeach was 12 by 12. So he wanted to say the same is true when we describe the five amos of the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mizbeach was really 10 amos by 10 amos. But as far as the height of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan the Gzeirah Shava, and he holds the height of the Mizbeach was like the Pasuk says, three amos total, not 10 amos. And the klayim around it were a total of five amos tall, not 15 amos tall, meaning like it says in the Pesukim, not with any fancy drushes. Rabbi Yehuda comes Chazi Kohen. Aye, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mizbeach was three amos tall and the Kla'im around it were five amos tall, won't the Kohen be seen doing the Avoda over the height of the Kla'im? Well, why? Why will the Kohen be seen? The Kla'im are higher? Yeah, but only two amos higher than the Mizbeach, and we assume that Kovah Shaladam is Shalosh Amos, that an average person is three amos tall. Big discussion in the Rishonim, what does that mean that an average person is three amos tall? Does it mean toes to head that he's three amos tall, or toes to shoulders that he's three amos tall? Either way, he's more than two amos, so the two amos is above, because the Gemara talks about how a mikveh is the minimum size of a mikveh, v'abraham sa of a mikveh, is one amah by one amah, which is always the assumption that that's how much space a human being takes up. That's what we assume in Masecha Sukkah, that Rosh Verubo Shaladam is Amma by Amma. Vishulchana would be seven tefachim by seven tefachim, would be an extra tefach. But Rosh Verubo, we assume one Amma by one Amma. Begova Shalosh Amos, and three Amos of height. So the discussion in the Rishonim, is that because to the top of a person's head, the average person is three amos, or is it no? To his shoulders, he's three amos. Well, then, how's that mikveh going to work if he's three amos tall? Because of water displacement, he goes into the water, so the height of the water goes up, and that way it will cover his head. And that's a discussion, because the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Basra says that if you want to build a wall between two chatzeros in order to prevent hezek ri'iyah, in order to ensure privacy, you have to build a four amah high wall. What do you need a four amah high wall if a person is only three amos tall? So build a wall that's three amos tall, and he won't be able to see over it, obviously. So no, but if you assume that three amos is only to the shoulder, so then you need a four amah high wall, because he will be able to see over a three amah wall. So there's a big discussion with rayas in both directions, how tall a person actually is. But definitely it's more than two amos, so everyone's still going to be able to see the Kohen, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's got the problem that people are still going to be able to see the Kohen doing the Avoda. So it says, the Kohen Mischazi, Avoda the Biyadala Mischazi, the Avoda is happening in the bottom two-thirds of his body, not in the top third of his body. So yeah, people will see the Kohen's head, they'll see him, but they're not going to see the Avoda. And as long as and it's not the Kohen that needs the Tznius, it's the Avoda that needs the Tznius. So it's perfectly fine if people see the Kohen, as long as they don't see the Avoda itself. So once we explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara is going to explain how do you go back to the pasuk about the Chanukas Hamikdash in Shlomo HaMelech's time. Remember, we said yesterday the pasuk describes how Shlomo HaMelech needed more space because the Mizbeach HaNechoshes Asher Lifnei Hashem, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, was katon me'achil esa'ola, could not have held all of the karbanos that he was bringing, the hundreds of thousands of karbanos that he was bringing. So Bishlam of the Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there was no space on the Mizbeach HaAvanim for all the Kabbalahs that Moshe Rabbeinu brought, Haynu Duchsiv Kidesh. I understand why the Pasuk says that he had to be Kidesh HaMelech as Toch HaChotzer. He had to be Makdish, the area of the Chotzer itself, in order to be Makriv over there, because there wasn't room on the Mizbeach to be Makriv. El Rabbi Yossi, my Kidesh, but according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the new Mizbeach Havanan that Shlomo HaMelech built had plenty of room for all the Kabbalahs, so what does it mean that he was Kidesh? What was Mekadesh in the Chotzer? Chotzer didn't need to be able to be eligible for Akravas Karbanos. Only the Mizbeach needed to be eligible. Lahamid ba Mizbeach. No, it means is he was Mekadesh the Chotzer to call it the Azara, to make it Ra'ui, to build the Mizbeach in it. But in Achinami, the Mizbeach itself was able to handle the full volume of the Karbanos. It says in our Bishlam of the Rabbi Yossi, if you say like Rabbi Yossi, katan me'achil, does not mean that the Mizbeach Havanim that Shlomo built was not big enough. It was going on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes that Moshe built that was not big enough. Haynu d'chsiv katon. That's why it describes it as katon. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes was smaller. El Rabbi Yehuda, my katon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he was Mekadesh the entire Ritzbah because the Mizbeach of Shlomo was not able to hold the Karbanos. Why would you describe it as katon? Why would the Pasuk be describing because the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was katon, that's why he had to be makdish the floor? No. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the new Mizbeach was katon. The Mizbeach Havanim was too small. That's why he had to be makdish the floor. But that's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Mizbeach HaNechoshes Asher Lefnei Hashem katon me'achil es ha'ola. So why would you describe, when talking about how there's no room on the Mizbeach HaAvanim, and that's why you need to be makdish the Ritzbah, so why in the world would you describe that as the Mizbeach HaNechoshes being katon? So hachi kamer, Mizbeach Havanim Shasa Shlomo Tachas Mizbeach HaNechoshes katon hava. When we say Mizbeach HaNechoshes in the Pasuk, we're not talking about the actual Mizbeach HaNechoshes from Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about the Mizbeach that Shlomo HaMelech built. And it's just that since it was meant to replace the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, we call it the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. That in Lashon Bnei Adam, sometimes, and in Lashon L'Psukim, sometimes we'll refer to something as by what it's meant to replace, and not just by what it actually is. I saw Rav Zilberstein of Chashuke Chemed had a question. There was an Alter Yid who lived through the Holocaust, and before the Holocaust, he had made an Nedava to Neder to give money to the Baranovich Yeshiva. And unfortunately, the Branovich Yeshiva is no longer, but it's not no longer. The Yeshiva Or El Chanan, Ramat El Chanan, it was rebuilt in Eretz Yisrael. They have a yeshiva named after Rav Elchanan Wasserman, and they call it Yeshiva's Branovich. So he wants to know, can he be Yotze his Neder with that? So he discusses, maybe whenever something is meant to replace something else, that it's Dafka there, so it could still be called Al Shem. I'm not sure about the Tzushtel, but okay, but that's the discussion that he has. So it comes out that you have several machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that the height of the Mizbeach was four machlokos, I think, actually, in the end of the day. Why was Shlomo HaMelech Mekadesh the Ritzbah Sazara? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was to be makriv on the Ritzbah. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was just to be able to build the Mizbeach there and be makriv on the Mizbeach. How big was the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 10 amos by 10 amos. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was 5 amos by 5 amos. How high was the Mizbeach of Moshe? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 3 amos high, like the Pasuk says. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was 10 amos high, and the 3 is just the Sovev. How high were the Kalei HaChatzer, where the curtains around the Chatzer? According to Rabbi Yehuda, 5 amos. According to Rabbi Yossi, 15 amos. So we have all these different machlokasim, and it all is based on the fact that there's a gezeirah shav of ravua that we learn from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the height of the Mizbeach. I mean, the question is, do we learn the gezeirah shav of ravua from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that it's talking about height, or do we learn it from the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, and it's talking about the shetach of the Mizbeach, the actual space on the Mizbeach? So that's what it all boils down to. Says Marso b'may pligi, what is the the Nekudas HaMachlokas, that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's better to learn the Gezeirah Shavah, Revuah, Revuah, from the Mizbeach HaZahav, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks, no, it makes more sense to learn from the Mizbeach of Yecheskel. All four of their Machlokas boil down to that. So why? Why would you think to compare the Mizbeach of Shlomo to the Mizbeach of Moshe? And why would you think to compare the Mizbeach of Yecheskel? So says Gemara, Mar Savar Dan Chutz Michutz. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it makes sense to compare two things that are b'chutz, that are outside of the Heichal. So the Mizbeach of Nechoshes from the Mizbeach of Yecheskel makes sense because they were both Chutz LeHeichal, Ve'in Dan Chutz Mipnim. But you shouldn't bring the Mizbeach Hazav into the picture because that was inside the Heichal. So that's not a logical one to compare it to. Umar Savar, and the other one says, no, Dan and Kli Mikli makes more sense to be Dan, the Mizbeach and Nechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Mizbeach Hazav, because they were both movable kalim, the ain't done kli mibinyan. But you're not going to learn a kli from the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, which was not a movable kli; it was built into the karka, wasn't a kli at all. So that's really the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Now, all of that discussion was for the following line: Amar Rava. Moder Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim. Rava comments, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzbah with Kedushas HaMizbeach so that he could bring Karbanos off of the Mizbeach on the actual Ritzbah itself, but Rabbi Yehuda is Moda that when it comes to Nesinas Dam, the Dam has to be thrown on the Mizbeach itself and not on the Ritzbah. So why do we need that comment? Because remember, we said yesterday, just like we say Moder Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, we also say Moder Rav Bedamim, that when there's a Mizbeach Shenifgam, then absolutely the Dam needs to be when there's a missing Mizbeach, then absolutely the Dam needs to be on the Mizbeach itself, not the Makom where there used to be a Mizbeach. So it's a similar notion we have over here, Moder Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, that even though the Ritzbah may have a certain level of Kedusha, and Shlomo HaMelech may have set it up to be Makriv Karbanos there, but the Dam has to be Dafka on the Mizbeach. Did Tanya, and we have a Brisa that supports this, that discusses Karban Pesach. Erev Pesach was the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were just millions of Karbanos being brought, and the Mishnah describes Kohanim knee-deep in blood, and assembly lines of blood being passed from hand to hand to hand to throw on the Mizbeach. So you have to imagine that at some point it's possible someone spilled a cup of blood and the blood of a carbon of one of the millions of carbonos never made it to the Mizbeach. So the Braisa addresses that point. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kos Echad Hayim Memale Midamat HaRoves. They would take a kos and at the end of the day and fill up from the mixture of blood that was flowing all over the Beis HaMikdash, that was a mixture of all the carbonos, v'shavch al gabi Mizbeach, and they would be shavchich on the Mizbeach, shem yishavich lam shalach, v'en nimtze zemach shiro. Because there were so many carbonos and Kohanim were working so quickly, it could be that the blood of one of the Karbanos spilled and was never actually thrown on the Mizbeach, and that Karban would then be possible, because if it never had a Zrikas Dam, it would possible the Karban. So in order, as a safety mechanism, to make sure that every Karban had Dam that was Nizrik on the Mizbeach, they would take one cup that had a Tarovis of all the Damim, and they would throw it on the Mizbeach. But if you hold that Rabbi Yudol, that the entire Ritzbah Hazara has Kedushas Mizbeach, even with regard to Zrikas Dam, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds it all as Kedushas Mizbeach because Shlomo HaMelech made it that way so that it could be Makriv Karbanos there. But what about Kedushas Dam? If it had the Kedushas Mizbeach as far as Dam, as far as Zrikas Dam is concerned, HaSavadei Mitzvah say, why would you need to throw it on the Mizbeach? Now it's already on the Ritzvah, it's already on the floor of the Azar, that's good enough because it has Kedushas Mizbeach. Says Gemara, V'dilma Mishum Teksar V'shvicha Mikoch Adam Be'inan. So, no, maybe it being on the Ritzvah is not enough. You need a Zrika. The fact that it's spilled out is not called a Zrika. So maybe Enochinami, even as far as Dam is concerned, you could do a Zrika on the floor of the Azara, but it's got to be a Zrika Mikoach Adam. It can't just be that it's spilled out. Well, then Imke Nishkleiv Nishbechle Aduchte. Well, then they could have just picked up a cup of blood from the floor and poured it right back out on the floor. If the floor is Kedushas Mizbeach, they wouldn't have to go and bring it to the Mizbeach. So that must be a Raya, the Rabbi Yehuda's Moda, that Dam has to go on the Mizbeach itself. Says not such a raya. V'dilma mishum tabinan mitzvah min amuvchar. Maybe the reason they dafka wanted to put it on the Mizbeach is because there's no doubt that the better thing to do is to put it on the Mizbeach proper. That's certainly going to be the mitzvah min amuvchar. The Achronim explained, because the Kedushas HaRitzvah is only an extension of the Kedushas HaMizbeach itself. So clearly the mitzvah min amuvchar would be to put it on the Mizbeach itself and not to rely on the Kedushas HaRitzvah. Now the Gemara didn't want to say initially that if it was already a savala mitzvasa, then you wouldn't have to be zorikar on the mizbeach. Meaning the Gemara wasn't able to be docha originally with this because if it's savala mitzvasa, you wouldn't require zrika on the mizbeach because you already finished the mitzvah. But now that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need shvicha mikoach adam, so we're saying that the mitzvah hasn't been done yet, so then we could be docha that no, maybe now you need to do it, mitzvah min amuvchar. Now that we know that there is a mitzvah that still needs to be done, it's mitzvah min amuvchar. Now the Marsham in Das Torah points out from here that you see that even a suffik mitzvah you need to do behidur. That the notion of mitzvah min amuvchar is not only when you're absolutely certain that you have a chiyuv, because it could be that no dam spilled, it could be that all the karbanos were already kosher, and all of them were already nizrak on the mizbech. They're taking this cup of dam, just in case one of the karbanos, the dam spilled out. It's a safek. And yet, we're still insisting, mitzvah min amuvchar, do it on the mizbech, and not do it off of the mizbech. And the Tshuvas of Parkasta Da'anya, he says, yeah, and what if you know for sure that you already were mekayim the mitzvah, and whatever you're doing now is only mishum hidur. Do you still need to do mitzvah min amuvchar? Meaning, for example, ner chanukah, ner rishu beso, there's no doubt, first person lights a candle, you're already yotzei. But you still want to do it behidur, so the hidur is mahadrin, mekol echad ve'echad, so you can have other people light as well. So do you still have to do with mitzvah min amuvchar of Shem Zayizach and everything else? You want to use, so that's a discussion, exactly what the limits are of mitzvah min amuvchar. Marsham brings a raya from Hilani Amalka, that she was makbid, even for the mitzvah of chinuch, to make sure that there's a mitzvah muhudaris, that there's a kosher sukkah for the mitzvah of chinuch, because even for chinuch you want to do mitzvah min amuvchar. And he says, so it's a kal v'chomer that chinuch that if over here by a safek mitzvah you have to mitzvah min amuvchar chinuch, which is a vaday mitzvah to be mechanech, then of course you need mitzvah min amuvchar. I don't know what the hava mean is, meaning I don't know what the tzushtal, what's the comparison between a safek mitzvah and mitzvah of chinuch. Mitzvah of chinuch is like any other mitzvah. Of course you would do mitzvah min amuvchar. That happens to be there's a separate havamina when it comes to chinuch, that maybe by chinuch there's no requirement of actually fulfilling the mitzvah. It's just getting the kids in the habit of doing that which approximates the mitzvah, so that when they get older they'll be in the habit of doing these activities. So you give a kid a pasul lulav and a pasul esrog, yeah, he knows that he takes lulav and esrog, and when he gets older he'll make sure that they're kosher. So that's what the Gemara is telling us, that's what the Ritva points out at the beginning of Sukkah. No, mitzvah of chinuch is also a real mitzvah, and you got to do it with kosher things. What they call a chinuch set of dalad minim is not really chinuch at all. Very often what they call a chinuch set is a pasul set. That's not chinuch at all. The mitzvah of chinuch is to do things behechsher. Okay, so the Gemara, that's the discussion of Yosef Yehuda. So now we can go back to the idea, to the discussion about the mizbeach that's pogum. So we had already mentioned, you cannot shecht kachim when the mizbeach is pogum. Now the Gemara adds, Amar Blazer, mizbeach shenifkam ein ochlim begino shiyare mincha. You're not allowed to eat shiyare mincha, the shirayim of a korban mincha, while the mizbeach is pogum. Shenemar, because the pasuk says when it comes to the korban mincha, it happens to be that this pasuk is said by the parshas hamiluim, which was a mincha that was only brought that one time. But we learn ledoros. Tosfos points out in Maseches Menachos, we learn from that mincha to Menachos ledoros. The pasuk says the ichlua matzos eitzel hamizbeach. Did they eat it right next to the mizbeach? Ella bizmanshu shalim, ella bizmanshu chaser. Eitzel over here must not mean literally by the mizbeach. It must mean while there was a mizbeach that was shalim, while there was a complete mizbeach, that's when you had to eat, that's when you're able to eat a korban mincha. But when there is no mizbeach, you can't eat a korban mincha. Ashkechan shiari mincha, kache kache minolan. That's great as far as shiari mincha are concerned. How do I know as far as other kache kache that you need dafka a mizbeach that's not pogum in order to be able to eat? Asya kodesh kodesh. We learn gzeirah shava from mincha. It says ki kodesh kadashim hi to other kachim which also say kodesh. So that's how I know kache kachim can only be eaten when there is a mizbeach. The Gemara is now going to say, okay, and kache kachim kalim minayin. How do I know that you can only eat kachim kalim when there is a mizbeach? But before we get to that lengthy raya that we're about to get into of how I know that you need that the mizbeach cannot be pogum when you're eating your kachim kalim, it's an interesting line the Gemara had over here, that the korban mincha is eaten Eitzel Mizbeach. So the Gemara had said that it's not true, it's not eaten Eitzel Mizbeach. So it must mean when there is a Mizbeach. So the Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Beis, discusses the Isser of planting Ilanos b'Migdash, or Eitzel HaMizbeach. That's what the Torah says, that you're not allowed to plant Ilanos, Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem. So when Chazal say that in the Sifri, that the Isser of Noteya Ilan Eitzel HaMizbeach is not mamish like the Pshat in the Pasuk, it's in the entire Azara. The entire Azara has a status of Eitzel HaMizbeach. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, that the entire Azara, you're not allowed to plant trees. So asks the Minchas Chinuch, it's against our Sugya. Rabbi Lazar says that the Mizbeach Shenifkam, you're not allowed to eat Shiari Mincha on account of it. Why? Because it says, V'achlua Matzos Eitzel Mizbeach. So the Gemara had asked, but it's not true. You don't only eat the Kavar Mincha Eitzel Mizbeach. Where do you eat it? In the entire Azara. So it must be that Eitzel means something else over here. So you see that the word Eitzel does not include the entire Azara. So why by Netiyas Ilanos would Chazal assume that Eitzel does mean the entire Azara, that not to plant a tree is in the entire Azara? So he suggests that it could be that the Lashon Eitzel Mizbeach does include the entire Azara. The Gemara's Kasha in our Sugya is from the fact that the Torah was Meshana its Lashon a little bit. It says by Achilles Kachim that you're supposed to eat B'makom Kadosh. And that's how we always refer to the Azara. As far as all of a sudden we get to the Karban Mincha and we say Eitzel HaMizbeach. So because it's a change from the way we would normally express the idea that you eat in the Azara, that's what why the Gemara assumes that it must not mean the entire Azara in this context. But in other contexts, it might mean the entire Azara. There's significant discussion in Poskim whether there's a halachic hagdara called Eitzel, right? Meaning that whenever there's a requirement that something be Eitzel something else, is there some sort of halachic hagdara of what's considered to be Eitzel something else? Netiya Silanos Eitzel Mizbeach, Chuma Sadesha and Eitzel Mizbeach that we talk about in Maseches Tamid, many other examples that we have. That we have by Gittin, when you describe a location that it's next to something, you know, to a certain river, how close does it have to be? Does it be within a meal? There's a significant discussion in Poskim about that. But anyway, so back to our discussion. Kachim kalam inayin. How do I know the kachim kalam also cannot be eaten while the Mizbeach is pogum? Amrabai asu midrasha Rabbi Yossi. We learn it from Rabbi Yossi's drasha. Detanya, Rabbi Yossi omer shlosha dvarim mishum gimel zakenim. Mishum shlosha zakenim. Rabbi Yossi says three things in the name of three different zakenim, one thing from each of the zakenim. V'zeh echad mehen. Over here, we're only quoting the third of the three in the Sifri. In Parshas Re'eh, we quote all three of them. In the name of Rabbi Kivi, he says that b'chor chutz laretz is not nikrav, it's nechal b'mekomo. And he says, what's the second one? And in the name of Shim ben Zoma, that Bechor that is Chamor Meiser Sheni, because there's a limit in the time that you're allowed to eat it, but there's a hekish as far as the makom that you're allowed to eat it, that just like a Bechor could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, so the Meiser Sheni is only in Yerushalayim. And then we have the third one, which our Gemara records. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that since the Torah says that you bring Meiser Sheni to eat Lefnei Hashem in Yerushalayim, Yachli Yalad the Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you might think that it still applies, that you should bring your Meiser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim even now that we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, because the Kedusha Sa'aretz is still there, and then since we do have a requirement, Rashi points out, of being Mafresh Meiser Bizman Hazeh, so maybe we have a Chiv to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there Bizman Hazeh. And the truth is, Vedinu, and it makes sense, we can learn from a Mematzinu from Bechor, that Bechor Ta'o Navas Makom, Bechor requires bringing to Yerushalayim, and Meiser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor Einu El Bifnei Habayis, just like Bechor is only when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Av Meiser Einu El Bifnei Habayis, so too the Achilles Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim is only when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Ah, you'll tell me, no, you can't learn Meiser Sheni from Bechor. Ma LeBechor Shekein Toten Matan Dom Ve'emurim L'Gabi Mizbeach. You know why Bechor is only when there was a Beis HaMikdash around? Because Bechor really needs a Mizbeach. There are elements of Bechor that require mizbeach. So it makes sense that it can only be eaten b'fnei abayis and when there's a mizbeach. So you can't learn from there to ma'aser sheni, which has no shaychus to the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, no, bikurim yochichu. You see that it's not only about having things that require a mizbeach, because bikurim does not have any dam or emurim that are brought on the mizbeach, and nevertheless, bikurim are only eaten b'fnei habayis. By bikurim, it says l'fnei mizbeach Hashem Elokecha, Rashi points out. So bikurim is only b'fnei habayis, only when there's a mizbeach. So says Gemara, yeah, but you can't learn ma'aser sheni from bikurim either, because ma'ali bikurim shekein tunin hanacha. Bikurim does have some sheichus to the mizbeach. The pasuk says you have to put it down in front of the mizbeach. You put the basket of fruits by the mizbeach. So you need a beis hamikdash because you need a mizbeach. And it turns out that you can't learn a memetzinu of ma'aser sheni from bechor or a memetzinu of ma'aser sheni from bikurim. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel concludes that you're right. It's not a memetzinu. You have to learn it through a different limud. How do I know that ma'aser sheni is not brought to Yerushalayim to be eaten in Yerushalayim today? Tamalomar, Vavesim Shama Oloseichem, Makish Maisu Lebachar. Pasuk says Oloseichem, but it goes on to say, we're skipping the important part. It says, Zivchechem, Ves Maisro Seichem, Ves Trumas Yachem, Zrechem, Zivoseichem, Uvachoros Bekarchem, Betzonchem. So it's the Hemshik of the Pasuk, where it identifies Maisro Seichem and Bechoros Bekarchem, Betzonchem. So the Torah links Bechor and Maisro to each other, Ma Bechor Enuel Befnei Abayis, Af Maisro Enuel Befnei Abayis. And it's through that heck that we learn that it's got to dafka be when there's a Beis Hamikdash, when there's a Mizbeach. So that's the drasha of Rabbi Yishmael. So based on an analysis of that drasha, we're going to figure out how Abaye knows that you're not allowed to eat kachum kalim when there's no Mizbeach. So first, Rabbi Shmuel wanted to learn, just to take stock of what happened over here. Rabbi Shmuel wanted to learn a memetzinu from Bechor. He said, no, there's matan dam and emur by Bechor. Okay, so we'll learn a memetzinu from Bikurim. No, Bikurim needs anacha by the Mizbeach. What's the next step always in every Gemara in Shas? When you want to learn a memetzinu from one place, you want to learn a memetzinu from the other, and it doesn't work out with each one individually, the next step is always v'ne hadar dina, v'ne sebim atzad. That you always say, okay, so I'm not going to learn one from one, but I'll learn one from the combination of the two. Let me learn Ma'aser Sheni from the combination of Bechor and Bikurim. Bikurim needs Hanacha ben Mizbech, but Bechor doesn't. Bechor has Emurim and Dan al Mizbech, but Bikurim doesn't. So I should be able to learn, but Ma'atzad. Why do I go to a Hekish? So Mishum Dikal Mifrach, Ma'atzad Shavshim, Shkin Yeshbem Tzad Mizbech. Because both Bechor and Bikurim have something associated with the Mizbech, Ma'aser Sheni's got nothing associated with the Mizbech, so the Tzad HaShava wouldn't work out. The Ritva points out that L'chor is not even such a great Kasha. Why don't I learn from a Tzad HaShava? What do I need a Hekish for? A Hekish is a stronger Limud than a Tzad HaShava. So because Ein Meshivin ala Hekish, a Tzad HaShava Kein Meshivin. So it's a stronger Limud. He says, yeah, but still, normally the Gemara would at least, you know, play it out. The Gemara would at least. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel play out the whole limud from a tzad hashava? No, because it was obvious that there's a tzad mizbeach on both of them. So Micah Sover, where does Rabbi Shmuel hold that he was so obvious to him that Bechor is not knowing b'zman hazeh, whereas he was sure that Ma'aser Sheni, where he was unsure about whether Ma'aser Sheni is knowing b'zman hazeh? If you hold that the kedusha samigdash is still kadosh, and therefore Lagabi Ma'aser Sheni, where it says l'fnei Hashem elokecha, he's not sure if bizman is there when there's no beis hamigdash. If it's still called l'fnei Hashem, well then afil b'char nami, by b'char also it has to be he should have the same halacha. It should be nechal bizman hazeh, because someone who holds that's kitchelos lavo holds that you could be makrav shein bayis, so b'char should be fine bizman hazeh. V'iksaver lo kitchelos lavo, and if you hold that the kedusha is no longer exists, and therefore he has a shaila about ma'aser sheni, afil b'char nami tibayi, then he should have a suffix about b'char as well, that when there's no chisaron of matan dam ve'imurim al gabim mizbeach, where let's say before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you did the matan dam ve'imurim. So, but the basar's still around. Are you allowed to eat it? You should have had the same suffix. So Amar Ravina liolam kasavar lo kitcha. Really, he holds that lo kitcha lasalava. V'achem ayaskinon b'b'char shenizrak damo kodem korban abayis. We're talking about a Bechor that had his Rika Saddam before the Korban HaBayis, then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and now you still have the meat. So Iskash Besoro damo. Ma damo b'mizbeach, af besar b'mizbeach. So we make a hekesh between the basar and the dam. That just like the dam had to be when there is a mizbeach, basar also is only eaten when there is a mizbeach. And we learn ma'aser sheni from there, that only when there is a mizbeach. So once we learn that by bechor, you need a mizbeach in order to do achilas bechor, so Abaye learns it must be that when there's a mizbeach that's pogum, you're not allowed to eat a bechor. Bechor is an example of kachim kalim, and therefore you're not allowed to eat any kachim kalim when there's a mizbeach pogum. But still, bechor itself is only learned from a hekish, so from the basar to the dam. So how can it then go teach about ma'aser sheni through a hekish? So it says Gemara, ma'aser dagan chulin hu. Ma'aser sheni is chulin. Hanich lemandiyam basar lamelazin, lemandiyam basar malamelazin, ma'ikel lemeimar. Yeah, that's if you hold that as long as the final result is chulin, the last step in the process is chulin. But if you hold that, you look at the malamed is kachim. Says Gemara, no, it's not a double hekish. Damu basar, chadam ilsihi. Dam and basar are a single unit. Meaning the hekish between dam and basar is not considered a hekish. We're just saying that it's all one carbon, that the dam and the basar have the same status. And therefore, through the hekish, we teach to Maaser Sheni. Okay, Ben Hashem, we'll pick up with Kisalik Revin tomorrow.